Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
you are welcome.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you. Father God, we come to give your name glory and honor and praise, to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for our rising and our shining. Thank you for our going forth. Thank you for health, for life, for strength, for salvation. Thank you for the raindrops that fall down from heaven, even right now, Father. We say thank you. How great is our God? How great is our God? Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. How great is our God? Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission anywhere we have come short of your glory. Father, we ask that you will forgive us even right now. And we bless you, God. We bless you, God. How great is our God? How great is our God? You're great, you're mighty, you're great, you're large, you're in charge, you're God all by yourself. You don't need no help, but you're the Alpha and the Omega, you're the beginning, you're the end, you're the first, you're the last, you are everything. And Father, we acknowledge you this morning, and we say thank you that it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. We thank you this morning, Father, because we realize that without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing. We can be nothing. There is nothing without you, Father. You are the substance. Hallelujah. You are the evidence. You are the power, the spirit, the love. Grace and mercy cometh by you. Father, we thank you that you chose us. Father, when we were lost in sin before the foundation of the world, you drew us unto yourself. And we say thank you. Thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you for your compassionate love. Thank you for your great love, so wide, so deep, so strong. We say thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah to your name, to your holy name, to your righteous name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to come together, to hear your word, to speak your word, to live your word, Father. And your word comes forth on today, Father. We're asking that you would download it straight to our hearts without any interference. And that, Father, we will not be hearers only, but doers. We pray for our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for them, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Where would we be if you did not love us? Where would we be if you didn't care? Where would we be if Jesus had not sacrificed his life? But Father, we say we thank you, and we're so glad that he did. Now, Father God, we come in humble submission, no goodness of our own. Father God, hallelujah, we come in humble submission, saying thank you. And we ask that you would take charge of this service. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we are already assured that your word will not come back to you void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Father. We say thank you, even right now. Thank you. So we commit it into your hands. Hallelujah. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, take and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. We'd like to say welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership on this, our Sunday services. Amen. Glad to have you with us. Glad you to be that you are a part of the services on today. We want you to know, amen, that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. So please enjoy the services. Please, amen, continue to come back, and you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org to find out more about our ministry. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, and I am the pastor of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen and amen. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to share with you a scripture on this morning, St. John chapter 14. And it reads, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, or how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. Glory be to God. And I am the life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then verse number, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in his Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. And verse number 15, if you love me, keep my commandment. Amen. What a blessed word. What a blessed word. Amen. If you love me, hallelujah, keep my commandments. The blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. If you love me, keep my commandments. Beloved, there are reasons. Hallelujah. That's just one of many scriptures. Amen. In the Bible where the Lord encourages us. Amen. For that obedience is better than sacrifice. He encourages us. Amen. He tells us, he commands us, he instructs us, amen, to obey him. Obey him. Obedience has such great rewards. Great rewards, beloved. And we as parents know how good it makes us feel when our children are obedient to us. And even so the more with God. Our obedience is the proof that we love him. We can say we love God all day. We can sing about it. We can write about it. We can dance about it. I love God. You love God. I love God. Everybody loves God. Everybody say they love God, beloved. Amen. But what is the proof? What is the proof that we love God? What is the proof that, amen, a husband loves his wife? See, when a man loves his wife and vice versa, see, or if anybody loves anybody, what? It's evidence there. Love is an action word. Because I love you, I do this. Because I love you, I do that. Because I love you, see? And so, beloved, amen, we are told, amen, that when we love God, we will prove to God through our obedience. You cannot disobey God and say you love God. It's contradictory terms. And there's so many blessings and rewards, amen, in obeying God. Anyone who wants to know God, anyone who wants to walk closely with him, must obey him. It is mandatory. We are followers of him. We obey him. We may not always, amen, understand. Most times we don't. But we trust. The songwriter goes, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And it sounds like a very strong statement. I will agree, it does. But there is no way that we can come into a close relationship with the Lord. There is no way that we can walk fully in his blessings and enjoy the communion that our spirits desire without obeying him. Obedience, obedience. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. My soul says, yes, Lord. If we walk with him, if we obey his word, if we follow the direction and the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we will enjoy the close relationship that we desire. We will relish the benefits of that relationship. And there are reasons for obeying God. Beloved, when you are obedient to God, you can walk with him. Now, some people on earth, we'd be very proud to walk with. Very proud just to be seen with them, to get a snapshot, to take a picture, huh? To go on a trip, to spend a day with, to walk with them, huh? And so it is a privilege to walk with God. Everybody does not walk with God. But if you are obedient, you can walk with them. No one can walk with God without being obedient. And beloved, and we see examples all throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, we look at Brother Noah. Thank God for Brother Noah, because Noah lived during a very dark time. It was dark. You think it's dark today? It was really dark during Noah's time. The Bible tells us, beloved, in the 6th chapter of Genesis, that the 6th chapter of Genesis and the 6th verse, it tells us that evil had grown to such an extent on the earth that the Lord was sorry he had ever made humanity. Now, that's how dark it was. Now, that's pretty dark. Anytime the Lord said, hey. But then he said, beloved, that he would wipe this human race. Glory be to God. He was going to wipe it off the face of the earth. He said that he was going to destroy every living thing It was a very, very dark time, a desolate time. But then the Lord looked down and the Lord saw Noah. Somebody say, Lord, see me. And the word said that Noah found favor with the Lord. He found favor with God. Noah was not conforming to the wickedness of the culture around him. But he upheld goodness. He upheld, amen, morality. He upheld it. And because what? The Bible would say that Noah stayed in obedience with God. And the result of Noah's obedience was that he and his entire family was saved from the flood that destroyed everybody on earth. Your obedience overflows. Not only does God bless you for your obedience, he'll bless your offspring. He'll bless your children, bless your grandchildren. Everything you touch, amen, to be blessed. The Bible tells us when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies will be at peace with him. So you have divine protection from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God wiped out the whole world except for Noah and his family. Why? Because of Noah's obedience. The Lord God is our sun and shield, and he will give us grace and glory. Absolutely no good thing does God withhold from those who walk upright. Psalms 84 and 11. Look at Enoch, beloved. The Bible tells us in the fifth chapter of Genesis, chapter verse number 22, it says Enoch lived in close relationship with God. Couldn't have done that if Enoch was living a disobedient life. You can't live in close relationship with God and you're living a life of disobedience. And not only did Enoch live in close relationship with God, he did it for 300 years. 300 years. Imagine spending 300 earthly years in close relationship with the Lord, obeying his commands, learning God's ways, caring for the things that most concern him. That was Enoch's life. And what was the result? Well, here it is. Look at verse number 24. The scripture tells us that Enoch did not experience an earthly death. Instead, he disappeared because God took him. God just took him. There was no funeral. There was no repast. And there was no burial. God just took him straight up. Amen. It was his personal rapture. Straight up. Amen. From earth to heaven. Well, that was not a coincidence. That was because Enoch lived a lifestyle of obedience. He pleased the Lord. And it's only one way that we can please God. We must strive for obedience. That gives God's pleasure. Let's look at one other person, beloved. Let's look at Adam. Let's look at Adam. Now, we all know about Adam's failure. Whenever we talk about Adam, okay, everybody wants to make reference, amen, to the Garden of Eden. Okay, everybody knows that, you know, he ate of the, you know, forbidden fruit that he should not have. So we all know about that. But consider his life before he made that drastic mistake. Beloved, Adam had walked in communion. Adam walked in daily relationship with the Lord. God, Genesis chapter number 2, tells us that God breathed life into Adam. Then the Lord had created that magnificent Garden of Eden, and he put Adam there. He set him right there. All of Adam's needs were met. And then he gave him the privilege of naming all the animals. What a privilege. Beloved, that was the result of Adam's obedience. He was set with a blessed life. He was blessed. Everything around him was provided. Everything was there. Everything was blessed. Obedience brings blessings. Too many people want the blessings of the Lord, but they don't want to obey. We just want God to bless our mess. God does not bless mess. God blesses obedience. Beloved, when we think about Adam, his wife, she was blessed too, Eve. The only thing they needed to do was to continue to obey the Lord. Just continue. Said, continue. Thank God for your obedience yesterday. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Because what happened here, beloved, sadly, Adam followed the enemy's voice. And he betrayed his trust in God. The trust he had in God, he broke that. His obedience was broken by disobedience. And that disobedience cost Adam big time. Oh, he paid big time. He and his wife was thrown out of the garden. Can you imagine? They forfeited the blessing. You don't want to forfeit your blessing. Don't forfeit the blessing for an act of disobedience. And they endured hardship for the rest of their lives. So, beloved, when you are obedient to God, you can walk with God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I hear the patriarch singing, matriarchs of old, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Beloved, another reason, amen, glory be to God, that you want to be obedient to God. Because when you are obedient to God, you can obey God's voice. Now, that's a voice we want to obey. Because a lot of times we have people speaking in our ears, and they're not telling us the right thing. Or they may be telling us the right thing, but it's not a God thing. A good thing is not necessarily a God thing. See? There are many good and kind people in the world who are without a relationship with the Lord. And therefore, they cannot hear and follow his voice. You can't follow his voice if you don't hear his voice. But as believers, beloved, we, on the other hand, we have the ability to follow God and to obey his voice. And this is a privilege that belongs to his children. We can know his voice and nature through his word, through the Holy Spirit, and through the wisdom that he gives other believers. We thank God for the pastors and ministers and our mentors, prayer partners, godly friends. Thank God. Thank God. So somebody say thank God for them. Beloved, when we look in our Bibles in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 4, verse number 5, it reads like this. It says, look, I now teach you these decrees and regulations, just as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may obey. Underline that word obey in your Bible. Don't be afraid. Get a yellow highlighter. Highlight that word. So that you may obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. Obey them completely. Hear the Lord speaks the same word twice. Obey. Obedience. And you will display your wisdom and intelligence among the surrounding nations. Isn't that beautiful, beloved? What is the Lord saying here? When we follow God's voice, we help others see his wisdom and we hopefully draw them to him. Amen. Beloved, another reason, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, that we want to, amen, strive for obedience. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. We want to strive for obedience. So sometimes we got to overcome that flesh, get that flesh out of the way. The will of God for the glory of God, because, beloved, the simple truth of the word, of the matter, amen, I'm about to give you some scriptures. Write these scriptures down. When you are obedient, you will be blessed. Who does not want to be blessed? Anybody, raise your hand if you do not want to be blessed. You can't get the demons in hell not to want to be blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed. But are you willing to be obedient? Now we have hesitation. But God promises that if we will obey him, blessings will follow. What did he tell Joshua? Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 8. He says, study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then, underline that in your Bibles. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Only then you're going to prosper. You're going to have good success. See, it's a difference between success and good success. So the world may say you're successful because you accumulated a certain amount of money, you live in a certain neighborhood, you have a certain status quo, okay? You drive a certain car, you have earned a certain degree, okay? And all these other, qualifications where they consider a person to be successful, especially when it comes to your income. If you make over $250,000 a year, you're in a special bracket, you're in a higher, top percent. All right, so that's how the world defines success. But God told Joshua, you're going to have good success. See, because, beloved, you can have success according to the world, quote, unquote. But so you get that house, but now your spouse wants a divorce. And you're living in the house by yourself. You reach that plateau, education, job, whatever else you was going for, but now you found out you had stage 4 cancer. Huh? That's not good success. Now you're lonely, you're sick. Huh? That's not good success. God wants you to have good success. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich. He adds no sorrow to it. He wants to give it to you, and he wants you to be healthy and wealthy and live long to enjoy it. That's good success. Good success is not only are you enjoying it, you are also building a legacy for your children's children's children. A good man, a good woman builds an inheritance for your children's children. That's good success. This is what God told Joshua. You're going to have this, but there's a condition. This is conditional. See, there's some blessings, beloved, that are conditional. He said, if you do this, you can get that. He said, obey me. Let's look in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. This is real simple right here. You don't even need your thesaurus to interpret this one. Isaiah 1 and 19 says, if you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. Plenty. Ain't no shortage nowhere. Ain't no shortage. You don't have no shortage in your bank account. Ain't no shortage in your cupboards. Ain't no shortage of nothing, baby. No shortage. He said, but if you will only obey me, One more scripture, beloved. John 14:21. John 14:21 reads like this. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. Let me read that again, because the Bible is so simple, we make it difficult, but there's nothing difficult about it. Let me read that in your hearing one more time and read it for yourself. John 14:21. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. My God, those who accept my commandments and obey them. Obedience. Those are the ones who love me. You see why the Bible tells us, beloved, that in that last day when we all see Jesus, because every person will see Jesus. Everybody, the saved, the unsaved, the bad, the wicked, the good, the ugly, we're all going to see Jesus. And the Bible says in that last day, beloved, he's going to tell some people, depart from me, I know you not. Your work was of iniquity. You ever wonder why some people are going to hear that those words? Well, Lord, didn't I feed the poor? Well, Lord, didn't I, you know, clothe the naked? Well, I went to the prisons, and I did this, and I did that. And he said, no, depart from me. Your work was not of iniquity. Because he said, here, glory be to God, say, you didn't obey me. You didn't obey me. And what you did, and what you did do, amen, that was, you did the will of God, but it wasn't for the glory of God. The ones who love me are the ones who obey me. The ones, hallelujah, those are the ones who love me. God already knows who loves them. We need to know if we love him or not. Beloved, God loves and shows favor to all of his children. And scripture is very clear that there is an inherent blessing that comes to us as a result of our obedience. Beloved, when we obey God, you're choosing God's best. Anybody want God's best? I know I do. God's love for us is clear from the sacrifice that he, beloved, arranged through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the power of his Holy Spirit, he drew us to him and he adopted us, amen, into his royal family. We cannot lose God's love. But God, beloved, he is not a trying. He's not going to make you do anything. He's not going to force you to do anything. He's not going to force his will on you. He's not going to do it. We are free moral agents. We get to pick and we get to choose. And God always gives us the choice of whether to follow him or not. He could have made us like robots. There's a lot of conversation going on now about AI. Amen. Glory be to God. Artificial intelligence. That's nothing new to God. You think you're impressed with artificial intelligence? Come familiar with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, he knows everything and can do everything. So God could have made us like robots. We had to force him. We had to praise him. But God said, no, I want you to do it because you want to do it. I want you to serve me because you want to serve me. I want you to love me because you want to love me. I want you to be in heaven with me because you want to be in heaven with me. I want this to come from you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody happy about that but me? He gives us a choice. And if we follow him, then we receive the privilege of the blessing. If we choose not to follow him, if we choose to walk in disobedience, then we walk outside of that blessing. See, people want to think that God, you know, God sends a curse. No, God is not going to send a curse. No, God doesn't have a curse to send. He's not going to send a curse. But I would tell you what happens. Beloved, when we are in obedience to God and we are living in the Lord's house and we are dwellers in the Lord's house, we have the protection, God's hand of protection over our lives. In Philadelphia here today, is raining. So we who are inside the house, we are protected from the elements. We don't have to worry, amen, about the rain or the cold or the dampness outside. But beloved, what happens when you walk in disobedience, all God has to do is move his hand. He didn't say nothing. He just moved his hand. The same way if your walls disappeared. The same way if you step outside of your house, the walls are not there to protect you. God moves his hand. Disobedience. Glory be to God. So we don't want to walk outside the blessing. But you have to remember that it's your choice. One that God has given to his children from the beginning of time, all throughout history. It started with the first man, Adam and Eve. God could have kicked the devil, Satan, out of the garden. You don't think God was big enough to kick the devil out the garden? God could have sealed Adam's lip when it came time to bit down on that fruit. His teeth could have disappeared. God could have did all of that. Still in Adam's heart. See, it was still in Adam's heart to make a move of disobedience. Beloved, what's in your heart? What's in your heart? The Bible tells us, come now, let's settle this. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you will be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. Isaiah chapter 1. Beloved, we may choose to blatantly disobey the Lord by rebelling against him and rebelling against his word. And this is the case when we turn our backs on the word. When we turn our backs on the word, beloved, we crucify him afresh. When we follow our own ways, and you know your sin. I'm talking to, beloved, when you know you're doing wrong. You know that you're moving against the will. You know that this is contrary to the will of God, the word of God. You know you're wrong, but you do it anyhow. See, because not all obedience is active. Some, beloved, is passive. Passive disobedience is a little bit harder to detect. Still disobedience. Because Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord of all. That passive disobedience, beloved, may be allowing old ways, your old ways of thinking. That worldly, carnal nature, you know, religious mindset. And you keep going back. Well, we need to be broken. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, amen, to no longer be conformed to this world, but to be transformed. It tells us to take our thoughts captive because we are constantly in warfare with our thoughts. Constantly. The old way of thinking. That's why he says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He tells us to fight the good fight of faith. What? Until Christ be formed in you. He wants us to have the mind of Christ, taking off the old, putting on the new, taking off the old. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. telling the Lord yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, if this is what you want, help me to do it. Help me. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Disobedience can even include holding on to misinformation or remaining ignorant of the things of God. Somebody sent me some information last week, and they thought they had some information on somebody, and read this. And I read it. I said, well, what are you talking about? I called them up. And come to find out, it was all misinformation. It wasn't the right person. It wasn't the right city. It wasn't the right age. Everything was wrong. But they was running around telling everyone, read this newspaper article on this person, and come to find out, it was all misinformation. Beloved, how can you be held accountable for things that you don't know? But that's because, beloved, God has already given us his manual for living. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. Somebody came up with a good acronym for the Bible. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. That's his word. The word of God is the mind of God on paper. You want to know what God thinks? Read his word. You want to know the heartbeat of God? Read his word. The same way you spend time with people that you want to get to know them, and when you spend time with them, you spend time with God in his word. Beloved, we have the responsibility. It is not an option. We have the responsibility to open the word, to read the word, to meditate on the word, and to allow that word to shape our thinking. But until we have the mind of Christ, that is what obedience requires us to do, allows us to do. What did Jesus say? When you study the life of Jesus, Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Jesus didn't care about nobody else. He didn't care about your opinion. He didn't care. They was calling him, amen, the prince of demons. And they had all this other, they was real mean to Jesus. They, you know, they were saying a whole bunch of stuff about Jesus. Jesus could care less. He said, I'm just going to be about my Father's business. You can talk what you want to talk. You can do what you want to do. You can call me what you want to call me. I come here to obey my Father. I stepped down from heaven 42 generations, took on the robe of flesh, born through the Virgin Mary, to do the will of my Father. He said, I got to be about. So y'all can be over here, amen, with all this drama if you want. Help yourself, all right, with all the theatrics, all the hypocritin, and then whatever else you're putting down. If that's what you want, glory be to God, you can have it. Either your is or your ain't, your tis or your take. He said, but you can't bother me with that, and you can't slow me down. I'm not going to allow you to cause me to disobey my Father. I'm not going to allow you, amen, to get me to sin, amen, to walk into error, to walk in the wrong way, to do the wrong thing, to try to please you when you have no heaven or hell to put me in. You have no blessing to reward me with. Ain't nothing you can do for me. Because you got to give an account for your soul like I got to give an account for my soul. You're going to see Jesus like I'm going to see Jesus. I'm not going to allow you to move me, amen, out of the position that I need to be in. I'm not going to allow you to take me off course. I'm not going to allow you to take me off the narrow way. Heck to the no, no, no. I ain't going to do it. In It might be popular. It might be what everybody else is doing. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. Don't try to hinder me, because I ain't going to let you do it anyhow. And that was, Jesus was very adamant. He did the will of the Father, and a lot of times you look around, Jesus would be gone. He was gone. See? And beloved, that is the attitude that we need. Glory be to God. Family, if this is the lifestyle you want to live, I hate to see you do this, but guess what? I say no. I love you, but I say no. I can't do it. God is more important to me than you. I love you, but I love God more. Because the first commandment, beloved, it tells in the Old Testament and the New Testament, love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. I love God. And if I do this thing, I'm going to be disobeying him. I'm going to be breaking his heart. I'm going to show him that I really don't love him. I only love him for what I can get. I'm only seeking his hand. I want his hand and his face. I want all of him. I can't do it. This would be a violation of God's word. It would be a violation of his commandment. I can't do it. Some of us need to tell our flesh, I can't do it. I can't go there. I refuse. Glory be to God, because I choose the Lord. I choose the Lord. I perform for an audience of one, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And the last one I want to share with you today, beloved. Hallelujah. When we are obedient, walking upright with the Lord. That's not to say we're not going to mess up, but we're not going to mess up on purpose. That's not to say we're not going to fall. We fall, we're going to get back up again. See, but God knows the intents of our hearts. He tells us to rend our hearts and not our garments. God, man judges the outward appearance. The Lord judges the heart. We must be a Christian in our hearts. In our hearts. That's what matters. Jesus said, he looked over there at the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, now these over there, he said, they confess me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. We got to do more than talk about being a Christian. All this confessing and no possessing. Now, conversation is good a little bit, but when the conversation is over, what type of lifestyle are you living? Obeying God means moving aside and allowing God, allowing his spirit, allowing his word, allowing his way of operating to move in our lives. In the book of Acts, beloved, we read that it's in him we move, we live, and we have our being. This is what we mean when we say Jesus Christ is Lord. See, when we say Jesus Christ is Savior, most people understand that. I confess my sins. He forgave me of my sins. Hallelujah. Grace and mercy. He's my personal Savior. Fine. Now, is he your Lord? See, when he is your Lord, look, we know, beloved, amen, hallelujah, in the kingdom, when there's a king, whatever that king dictates, that's the way it's going to be. Whichever way the king say go, amen, whatever rules, whatever regulation, the king calls the shots. And when Jesus Christ is Lord, he calls the shots. He sits on the throne of our hearts. And he leads us, he guides us, and wherever he leads, we follow, because he is in our best interests. He's not going to throw us under the bus. He's not going to do things that's going to bring embarrassment to us. Glory be to God. It means trusting God, having faith in God. Have faith in God. Trusting him. That he will be true to his word. And God is not a man and he is not a liar. He does not break any of his promises. He will honor his word above his name. When we obey him, beloved, we don't try to control our lives. No, we commit all things into his hands. He said, cast your burdens on me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, come unto me, all ye that are meek and lowly. Come on now, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. We don't try to control all the situations around us by our human strength. Because it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. He says, without me, you can do nothing. God don't need any help. All he needs is for us to trust and obey him. That's all he needs us to do. If we need to make a move, he'll give us an instruction. And then we'll make the move. If he say, do this, do that, then make a phone call, take this job, go in, or whatever he says do, amen, that's what we do. And by us implementing our faith in him and being obedient to him and trusting him, trusting the process, amen, the obedience and the rewards come, amen, out of that because, amen, faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory and all the honor. Beloved, we focus on the Lord by keeping him and keeping his word before our eyes. I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help coming from the Lord. Psalms 24. And allowing God to have his way. Accept whatever God allows. And trust that he will fulfill his promises. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Standing on the promises of Christ our King through eternal ages, let his praises ring. We cannot claim to love God without obeying him and his word. So beloved, amen, hallelujah. Let us be very, very intentional from this day forward. Let's commit to obey with heart. Felt love and show an appreciation for all that he has done for us because we serve a big God. We serve a magnificent God. We serve an inspiring God. Hallelujah. Great and mighty is his name. Let's obey him immediately and wholeheartedly so we can walk with him closely and enjoy all the benefits of our obedience. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, hallelujah, excellent, hallelujah, thanking you for the word of God, thanking you, Father God, for encouraging us, thank you, Father God, for leading us, thank you, Father God, for blessing us and rewarding us when we walk in obedience. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we want to confess our faults right now, Father. We want to confess our sins. We want to confess those areas of our lives, Father, where we have been disobedient. We know we've been disobedient, Father. We know it, Father God. We can't even explain it, Father. We just ask that you would forgive us, Father God, and help us to do better. Help us to do better starting this day right here. We won't wait till tomorrow. We won't wait for a new week or a new month. Starting today, Father, that we might go back and line up, Father God, with your word and do what we know we ought to do, Father God. And as we begin, then you will tell us what else we need to do. So often, God, we are looking for a word from you, but we haven't done the last thing you told us to do. So, Father God, forgive us for thinking that you're going to bless our disobedience. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we count it a pleasure to serve you. Sometimes we don't understand. But Father God, we have to trust you anyway. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, glory be to God. That's where you want to begin. That is your first step to obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. He shall be saved. Amen. That's your first step. A lot of times, amen. Hallelujah. People are running around and trying to do this and trying to do that, but you're not saved. You're doing a good work, glory be to God, but though you give your body to be burned, but you still don't know Jesus. Your first step, amen, is to, amen, give the Lord your heart. So come on. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. You must be born again. You must be born again. That's your scripture right there. You must be born again. All souls are mine, but the soul that sins shall die. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Come on, come on. Let's settle this. Let's settle this right now. Amen. Repeat after me. Father God, I come to you as a sinner, born in sin, shaven in iniquity. I confess all my sins before you right now. I'm godly sorry. And I ask that you would save my soul as I make a decision to invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my God, my Lord, and my Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you for washing my sins away as far as east is from the west. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name, hallelujah, is written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Father, help me to follow you. Help me to trust you. And help me to go where you're leading me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. There it is, there it is. There it is, beloved. If you said those words, if you said anything close to those words, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you confess Jesus with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, so you just can't say it out of your mouth now. You got to believe this thing in your heart, too. And some people believe it in their heart, but they never said it out of their mouth. That ain't going to work either. You got to believe and confess. Twofold. Come on, somebody. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to hear from you. We love to hear from our visitors. We love, amen. And we know our audience is growing, especially in China. And hello to our brothers and sisters in China. Hello, amen. Hopefully, amen, we can meet one another before, amen, we meet in heaven. So welcome and all across the globe. Amen. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Thank you for trusting us. Amen. To share with you the gospel message 7 days a week. Amen. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Our website is in the process of being updated now, but you can find out the basic information, our service times, prayer times, altar prayer times. Glory be to God. And if you want to send us out an email, you can do that. Amen. You want to text us. You want to send us out regular mail. Amen. Glory be to God. If it's in your heart, amen, to sow a seed, amen, into the soil of this ministry, amen, in God's word. And we have a donate button there. Glory be to God. And you can give securely, amen, through PayPal, amen, at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. And for some of you techie people, amen, it also has the Cash App address, $ Life Word Jesus. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. And your faithful, amen, support to this ministry will help us to continue, amen, to do the work, amen, that we have been doing faithfully for the last 12 and a half years and still going. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. Amen. That concludes our services for today. Amen. And we give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to obey you. Hallelujah. Because that's how you're going to know. God already knows if you love him or not. But that's how you want to know if you love him. A lot of times we tell people, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. But how do you know you love me? How do you know you love me? See, so that's how we going to know we love God. Because God already knows if you love him or not. But you're going to know you love him when you obey him. Amen. So we bless the Lord. I am Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Glory be to God. It is my pleasure to be in the Lord's service on today. Amen. And we pray that everybody would have a wonderful day. Please join us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Amen. At the morning altar. Amen. For our morning prayer. And then we'll be back on this same platform here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Amen. Glory be to God for the breakfast for champions. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal our services by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, and to declare and decree, it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen, is the King of Kings. Amen. And he is, amen, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. God bless you.